You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up today at 6 on 1A+, crowds take to the streets in India and Russia. Europe turns up the heat on AstraZeneca, and the new U.S. Secretary of State gets to work. Hear more on the Friday News Roundup today at 6. Now, a year ago, you could buy a share of the video game retailer GameStop for $4. Today, it'll cost you $325. Earlier this week, more than $500. Why this huge boom for a largely brick-and-mortar business? Are people flocking to their physical stores and buying just tons and tons of video games? No, it has to do with a bunch of amateur investors in an online chat room who decided to start buying up the stock. At the same time, some big-money Wall Street firms who thought the stock would tank are getting clobbered. Same thing going on with some other stocks, BlackBerry, AMC, the movie theater chain, and more. Now members of Congress may get involved. Akani Otani is a reporter who covers the U.S. stock market and investing at the Wall Street Journal. Akani, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Let's talk about the who, first of all. There's this category of investors brought in, I think, by brokerages that didn't charge fees for transactions. Who are these investors that got the ball rolling here?
Well, a big chunk of this group appears to have originated from this Reddit forum called Wall Street Bets. It's a totally sort of crude, off-the-cuff online venue where people have been chatting for years about different stock trades that are extremely risky and extremely volatile. But it really has become sort of the center of this whole drama because there was one particular user on this forum who the journal actually spoke to who had tremendous success. He made tens of millions of dollars betting on things like GameStop. And as he posted sort of the receipts and showed everyone how successful his trades had been, other people on the forum sort of piled in. And what started off as kind of a joke, because I think a lot of these traders were quite cognizant of the fact that GameStop as a business has been struggling for quite some time, turned into this sort of revolution online. And we just kept seeing people pile in and pile in. And this week it ended up, the stock actually ended up 400%. So you can see that something that started out in this relatively obscure forum for a lot of people actually ended up making big waves this week.
Now, part two, consequences. There were some companies, big Wall Street companies, you understand, who bet the other way on GameStop and these other companies. They thought they were going to go down. They were heavily invested in the future of these companies going down. What happened as these stocks shot up, driven in large part by these individual investors?
Well, those hedge funds were really, really stung by these gains because they were actually short GameStop. So there was this one hedge fund called Melvin Capital. It had a huge short position. It was betting on the stock price falling. And of course, as the stock price kept rising and rising, it was getting increasingly sort of squeezed out of that position. And so it actually ended up having to have sort of an emergency infusion of cash. Two other hedge funds actually stepped in and provided some funding to just help shore up Melvin Capital. So it was kind of a surreal moment because these individual traders witnessed that they actually, for maybe one of the first times, had a real effect on really big hedge funds that they perceived as sort of running the show for a long time.
Another name people may be seeing in headlines if they're trying to keep up with this, Robinhood, this trading app. What is it?
It is really one of the biggest drivers of this movement in the last couple of years to democratize trading. It's been commission free, so anyone who has a phone can just download the app and within a couple of minutes get set up. And it has things like fractional trades, so even if you don't have enough money to buy all of GameStop, you could just put in a fraction of the share price and own stocks that way. And it also has the ability for people to do options trades, which are typically riskier. And one of the ways that people have been betting on GameStop and other shares like AMC rising. So it is basically the heart of the controversy here because there have been increasing questions, I think, in the last couple of days about the actions it's taken to temporarily curb some of the trading and also questions from lawmakers who've been asking whether its actions were actually improper.
So we've got this company, Robinhood. It's democratizing the stock market, helping the little guy. But hang on, I'm reading that Robinhood goes to big Wall Street companies like Citadel, which pays them to handle these investments. So How does that all fit together? I don't know.
Yeah, it's an interesting sort of wrinkle there. And that was actually a source of controversy and almost sort of a conspiracy theory Thursday, because there was some speculation quickly spreading online on Twitter and on Reddit and Wall Street Bets that because of the Citadel link, that was why Robinhood decided to curb limiting Thursday in GameStop, AMC, and other things, where basically users were finding if they logged in, they could close out their position, but they couldn't add to their positions. They couldn't keep trying to drive the stock price higher. We found actually in our reporting that a bunch of the brokerages, including Robinhood, said it had nothing to do with the hedge funds. They weren't bullied into making that decision. Instead, it kind of had something to do with a little bit, I guess, less sexy sort of financial plumbing. There's the DTCC, which helps run a lot of the plumbing sort of behind the scenes in financial markets. And it was basically telling a bunch of firms that they needed to have more money on hand in order to handle the amount of one-sided trading going on. So that's the reason that the brokerages were giving. But of course, the controversy has continued. And a bunch of lawmakers, as well as the SEC, have said that they're still going to look into what happened.
Talking to Akani Otani with the Wall Street Journal, looking at this story of GameStop and other stocks expected to go down. Individual investors help drive them way, way up. Controversy ensues. Akani, you mentioned legality here. Do we know if anything illegal has happened, either from investors, individual investors working together to try to manipulate a stock price, or companies stopping their customers from making bids or making purchases without warning? I don't know. These laws are complicated, I know.
Yeah, and that's why it's going to take quite some time, I think, for us to really get to the bottom of this. I mean, the SEC, for its part, is, I think, primarily concerned about market manipulation. So it has said that it's looking through posts that users submitted on Wall Street Bets to see potentially, you know, are there signs of market manipulation? But, you know, it's not actually as cut and dry as you might think, because a lot of the cases that in the past regulators have gone after have been more instances where individuals actually just put out false information knowingly. Like they might have said something like, this company has terrific prospects, and, you know, tried to bid up the price of the stock by selling false information. That's not what's going on here. I mean, I think a lot of the users on Wall Street Bets recognize that a lot of these companies have very poor prospects, and that what's happening with their stock price has really very little to do with the fundamentals and more to do with squeezing out big short sellers, these big hedge funds. So I think that that'll be an interesting thing to watch. And then, of course, on the part of Robinhood and other brokerages, there's already been a lawsuit lodged against Robinhood customers alleging that it failed to meet their obligations that it's sort of promised by cutting off access, and people saying that they lost out on opportunities to make money Thursday. So it'll be interesting to see on both fronts if the brokerages and also if the Reddit users end up coming under closer scrutiny and end up potentially getting punished.
And I've seen concerns, Akani, that this is in effect a bubble. Some people in on it early, helping drive up these prices, are going to make a lot of money if they get out. Somebody's going to be caught with very high priced, say, GameStop stock, and it's not a company that's going to suddenly become more successful. Some people could stand to lose just a lot of money, right?
Yeah, I was talking to an investor who's been following bubbles for a very long time, Jeremy Grantham, and he had some interesting thoughts. I mean, he was saying, if you're an investor like me, you don't invest in things like GameStop and AMC at this point. You're really sort of buying a lottery ticket. You're a speculator because there's really no telling when this will stop. I've talked to some individuals who are saying, yeah, I'm going to cash out next week because I think this is a ticking time bomb. And then I've talked to some other individuals who've been adamant. They think this thing could keep going for quite some time. So it definitely is a very risky play. And I think something that attracts a very particular demographic of traders.
Now, we don't know where this is going to go from day to day, Akani, but this is something new and different on the market. Is there concern that this entry of these individual investors, the power they have to do something, is, I don't know, introducing a new, weird, uncertain element into the market?
I think what's important to remember is the it's still we're still not at the point where these forums are necessarily driving the overall market. Mm-hmm. It really is a handful of names that have been talked up that we're seeing the biggest amount of volatility in. You know, interestingly, even though a bunch of these stocks did really, really well this week, the overall stock market ended up falling. So it really is kind of two different phenomena. But at the same time, I think there are a number of investors who view this proliferation of day trading and speculative activity as just one piece of a puzzle that is getting a little bit scary. I mean, we're seeing a huge number of IPOs on Wall Street. We're seeing a huge number of companies doing secondary listings that they're selling more shares. We're seeing a huge number of people going into things like Bitcoin. It's was touching a record high earlier this month. So when you combine all of those things, it does start to get you wondering if we're at the top or near the top of some kind of speculative bubble of excess, or if this is just, part one of a phenomenon that could continue for a long time.
Well, no matter what happens next, it's going to keep you busy, I imagine. Akani, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Akani Otani is a reporter who covers the U.S. stock market and investing at the Wall Street Journal. We talked to her today about what's going on with this GameStop trading frenzy.